on your mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or if you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, we've got questions up there as well. You can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. And if you'd like to drop a phone call when we're not on the air, the off-air line, you can do that and leave a question for us, 855-200-1776. You can always get through on that line as well. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Steve. You know, very often I don't have trouble forming my own opinions, you know, and
we know.
Right? Yeah, you know, it's kind of in the DNA of a talk show host, but I'm having trouble and hoping the listeners can help me sort this out. It started sort of yesterday, but Congressman Cramer got a number of calls from folks who said, hey, that idea of fixing Obamacare or trying to propose legislation that would call on the president to keep the promise that he made, if you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. A lot of folks said, forget about it. Don't do
it. Twist in the wind.
Right. Now, Kevin's response to that, well, that's great, but 5 million people have lost their health care insurance. I mean, you got less than a football stadium size, 20-some thousand people that have signed up for new plans under Obamacare, and 5 million have lost their plan. This thing is in total. I mean, if you read the typical news organizations, they are absolutely, I mean, here's Politico this morning. Listen to this. A White House under siege. A signature policy initiative turning into an embarrassing public spectacle. Dissent within the president's own party that threatens to turn it into a full-blown revolt, okay? So, yet Bill Clinton, a couple days earlier, say, hey, guess what here, folks? This president needs to keep his promise. So he's going to speak in an hour or so.
Well, we know that's politics, though, as far as the Clintons, or at least Bill coming out and saying that, because
of course it is.
We all know his wife's running, and they're distancing themselves from this.
It adds a lot of pressure, but here's my question. Here's where I need some help forming an opinion. Folks yesterday called Congressman Cramer and said, Congressman Cramer, don't fix this. They passed bad legislation. You guys tried to repeal it. Just let them own this, okay, and suffer the political consequences. Congressman Cramer's response, you can't do that. That's 5 million people have lost their insurance. How many North Dakotans have lost their insurance? Politically, yes, you'd be right if he wanted to just have a political benefit from this, we'd say the heck with it. But we're realizing people's lives and health care insurance is being impacted by it. So we're going to pass legislation that says keep your promise. Who's right? I totally understand Kevin's answer. You can't, I mean, politically, the smart thing would be to, hey, you made your bed, sleep in it. Right? But on the other hand, people are being dramatically impacted, as was predicted by Republicans, from this, and this thing is a mess. So should they try and fix it, or should they reap the political benefits? I don't know who's right here. I really
don't. I'd like to leave politics out of this. I would. It's what's good for the American people.
So fix it? Your take is fix it?
Well, can you let that many people? And actually, we're at 5 million now. How many more people are going to lose their health insurance? 10, 15, 20? And then what happens? Well, they're not going to get their insurance back. It's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. You're not going to get your insurance back.
Here's what I fear. I fear that the fix won't be a fix. Okay? So, in other words, the House version that Kevin was talking about yesterday, you know, say it does the job. Well, guess what? There's going to be a Senate version, which is controlled by the Democrats. You know, what if the fix isn't a fix, but it takes all the political pressure off? That is a worry. That is a definite worry. I just, I was amazed the amount of people that said, hey, let them sleep in the bed they made and are not worried about those that are losing their insurance, because the political fallout will naturally go to President Obama and the Democrats. But it seems a little heartless to say, who cares? People are losing their insurance. So what? Blame the Democrats for this one. So that's my question. I don't know who's got the right side of this one, and I am curious what our listeners
think.
In
the end game of this, I look at this administration, and I don't like pointing fingers at one side or the other unless I'm pointing at both quite often, but we have a Democratic Party that followed lockstep with a president on an agenda where there wasn't a problem. This goes back to the
we see in the EPA, we see it in so many things. We see it with the Corps of Engineers, with issues in North Dakota with water and our air quality. It's that government, federal government, one-size-fits-all blanket. There wasn't a one-size problem there. Yeah, there was a good chunk of people that were out of health care that didn't have health insurance. You know what? Help them. Help them. Not everybody. One-size-fits-all does not fit.
Adam Hamm, the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, will be here at the bottom of the hour to tell us about the North Dakota impacts from Obamacare. In the meantime, help us sort out this debate, would you? John and Wilton, you're first at 800-228-0550.
Thank you. How are you today?
Great. How are you, John?
Well, I've got a question. Now, everything is wrong with Obamacare, and he would essentially veto any bill that came in to cancel Obamacare. That being said, why don't the Republicans put enough pressure on the Democrats that they can override any veto by two-thirds of them before they do anything else, cancel this dog? That's what I want to know, why they shouldn't look at doing.
It's a valid point. John, thanks for the call. I don't know if you can do that. Partisan politics over this. Even though they realize on the Democratic side that it doesn't work. Now, there's some good pieces in there, and I don't know. Callers help.
Well, one thing I'd just tell John, I mean, his sentiment, I think everybody agrees with. The question is, do they have the votes for it? They haven't previously. Do they now because of the mess? Because I think everybody would agree the best thing to do would be to either pause this or stop it dead in its tracks. But remember, the Senate's controlled by the Democrats. The president would have to sign it. So I don't know that they'd go that way, but I agree with
it's
him.
It's been voted on over 500 times.
A bunch. Who's next?
You're not going to get the votes. Let's go to John in Bismarck. John, what's on your mind today?
I think that Mr. Kramer, I love him to death, but I think he's wrong on this. But first, I agree with this caller that the president will veto anything that comes up, even if it's bipartisan support. He'll go to his grave thinking this is the greatest thing on earth because he's a socialist. It's as simple as that. But Mr. Kramer is wrong when he says that he wants to try to fix it to help all these people, but then he turns around and says the only real way to help people is to get conservatives elected. And the only way to do that, sometimes you have to hit the bottom of the hole before you can climb out. And some of these people are finally doing that. And they are coming over to the side that this doesn't work and it's wrong. So I think that, you know, it's not political. They made it. They got to live with it. And hopefully they're going to suffer the consequences of it. So I don't see why we're trying to bail them out in any way, shape, or form.
Thanks, John. He says leave it. The other caller said other. You know, repeal it.
You're keeping track of this, right? We're polling here.
Fix it, leave it, go back and hit your head against the wall and try and repeal it. Tell us what you think. Leon Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, I agree with the last caller, and I agree with Steve. The thing is, people like you and I and many other conservatives were screaming to the top of our lungs how bad this thing was. And now we have this one-size-fits-all federal leviathan that's going to retweak something that is already broken, has been broken, and was broken at conception. What they're going to try to do now is it won't help all of those people that have already lost their insurance. And even if they could, they would be compelling insurance companies to offer plans that they dropped. How much power are we going to give the federal government? They already have tons of power over private industry. How much more power are we going to give them? I think this thing is a dud. I don't think it's political. I think it was political at its conception all the way through, and now it has to be stopped. If we're going to do anything, we need to stop it, rework it so it actually works, or just scrap the whole thing. Our country wasn't set up to have this type of health care system anyway. So I say scrap it. I say let them fall on their own sword, and I don't believe it's political at all. We don't need to help them give the federal government one-fifth of our economy. That's where I stand.
Leon, thanks for the phone call. Quickly, before the break, let's get Mike in Bismarck. And Mike, what's on your mind?
Mike in Bismarck, you said? Yeah, that's me. I hate to come up against the clock like this, but I can hold on if you wish.
Well, start your comment, and we can hold you over.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We'll give you the time you need here, Mike. Just wait. We're going to go to break anyway, so the music will get us going here in a second, and we'll bring you on first to the next break. We've got a full bank of calls. Mike of Bismarck, Brian of Jamestown, Sam of Grand Forks, John of Fergus Falls. Question really is, do you fix it? Knowing there's 5 million people without insurance, and Adam Hamm at the bottom of the hour will tell us how many North Dakotans are getting canceled policies. Do you leave it? Just enjoy the political benefit from it? Or do you try once again at some other effort to stop it dead in its tracks? Our question, 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Nancy Pelosi has just said a fix will come today. President Obama will deliver a statement on the health care law next hour. Washington is in meltdown over the Obamacare fallout, and our question is, should Republicans do everything in their power to fix it, to pass this legislation that says, okay, you promised folks they could keep their health care plan, now do it, or should they leave it and own the political benefit from it, or should they go back to some other plan to try and repeal it? Maybe there's enough pain now that that would work better than it has previously. Some of your emails on this. Alice says the Republicans should not try to fix Obamacare. Most of the people voted for this president because they wanted free stuff, Maybe they have to hurt a little before the truth sinks in. No pain, no gain. Don says on our Facebook page, I'd stand back. Let the Democrats try and dig themselves out. I hope the Republicans will support legislation to help those being shafted on their policies. But that is sure to fail, as it looks like Senator Reid will not bring any bills to the floor that alter Obamacare. Okay, Mike and Bismarck, right? Steve, that's who's waiting?
Yeah, thanks, you guys, for allowing me a chance to come on after the break. I appreciate it very much. I guess I would vote for the fix-it because I've heard, I think, people on both sides of the aisle kind of talk about there are some parts of the law that apparently are somewhat more popular than others. So I'd say fix it. Then the other thing I guess I would do is would you have the person, excuse me, who has been named to replace Mr. Ham come on the show sometime? You know, I appreciate his coming on the show, but what I don't want like a scorecard of who signed up, who didn't. That to me isn't, I'm not getting a solution. I'd like to hear maybe how North Dakota is going to work to get some other providers of health care or insurance into the state, more than just the three or four or whatever it is we have. So, you know, no offense against them personally, but let's hear solutions, not a scorecard. You know, that's for weekend sports and all that kind of stuff. You know, so I hope you will respectfully talk about solutions. And then,
Mike, the only thing I want to just inject is that Adam Hamm is not being replaced. You might be thinking of the outgoing tax commissioner, Corey Fong, who was replaced by Ryan Rauschenberger. But Adam Hamm is the insurance commissioner and staying the insurance commissioner. He is going to give us a scorecard because he did ask all the insurance companies.
Yeah.
But I think, that's right.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
But and I understand the scorecard because people have to kind of know what's going on. But if you could please speak to solutions, you know, it's just so tiring. And then finally, and I'll get off the air. I don't know a lot about the new law, but I think there's like, what do they call it? Gold, silver, bronze, and platinum levels. It would be neat. It really would be neat to put insurance companies side by side and look at everybody's gold level, silver level, bronze level, and platinum level, and see how they compare and what they offer. And that it kind of sounds like it would be nice, because it is quite crazy now to go out into the marketplace and try and compare everybody. So I think there's some good and some things that need to be redone, and the rollout was bad. So fix it is my vote. Thank you, guys.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sam in Grand Forks. Hey, you know, Mike, the one thing I will say is I don't think anybody has a solution right now, and that's why we're asking you. Sam in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, there's several things, and hopefully you can bear with me. Back, I think in the 90s, Obama was interviewed by one of his students, and it was on TV, that the way to destroy America was economically. And then my thing about the health care bill, or there's so much stuff that's coming out, like they got the employer mandate that's coming out next year. You know, there's so many things in this bill. You can't fix it unless you know exactly what's wrong with it. Like Scott's radio station, if there's a blown fuse, it takes them a few hours to fix the fuse, you know? So, you know, we got to find everything that we can first. So the best thing for Republicans to do is just keep it in the news. So we can find out what's going on, because I think the president is just going to give us a bunch of smoke to make us, you know, make it sound better for him. But, you know, there's so much stuff that's coming up between now and November of next year and even further down the road to 16 about this bill. It's going to take years to find out what's wrong with it all. So you can't fix it if you can't.
Good points. I was going to say, Sam, good points. First of all, here's the question. You know, I think Congressman Cramer and Republicans who see Americans being impacted by this, regardless of who supported it, having a natural reaction to want to fix it is what you want politicians to do. Write a solution, fix it, okay? Here's my worry. What if the fix is a trap? You know, what if it's, in other words, all the pressure goes away, but you fix nothing? it's still a mess. Because I think the only real true fix is start over. Wipe the slate clean. Because I don't know that, you know, when you say, okay, if you have your health plan, you can keep it, will work without completely undoing Obamacare. So, and also, you know, you're talking about rules for radicals and Saul Alinsky and a worldview that says you have to crush something economically in order to get your utopia. People should pay attention to that Chicago way of thinking from years ago. And
we all know how dirty politics are in Chicago. That's one of the poster childs for dirty politics. Let's get back to the phone calls. John in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, I called yesterday and I tried to talk to Kramer about this. You're not going to be able to have this vote and fix it. It's not letting people twist in the wind. Those policies are gone. They're gone because of Obamacare. Didn't matter if the people liked them, had just exactly what they wanted. Obama said they were substandard. So that's why those policies were canceled. And the idea that the Congress can just vote and say, okay, the employer, the insurance company's got to give them back. Even if they did that, it would only last as long as Obama wants it to last. After the election, then you're right back where you started from, because Obamacare and having your own policy, the one you want, are not compatible side by side. The only way to get policies back that people want and people have is to get rid of Obamacare. Now, that's the hard part. But you just, they can't coexist alongside of each other. It's impossible, because Obamacare was designed so those policies would go by the wayside. And I don't understand why Kevin Kramer and the rest of those Republicans don't seem to understand this. And I got one other thing to say.
I mean, I believe this Fred Upton legislation on the House side, they believe it would, number one, force a fix, which would do exactly what you're saying, prove the fact that you can't do this. My worry is the Senate's never going to go along with that. President's not going to sign that, so you're going to have a fix that isn't a fix. Thanks, John. More calls when we come back, and Adam Hamm.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Locations of PetroServe USA stores throughout our listening area, and they want us to tell you everyone is a winner when you come to a PetroServe USA store. You know why? For one, you get 4 for $4 every single day. What does 4 for $4 mean? It means you get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at a PetroServe USA location. And you know what? You can also be a winner by registering for one of two $500 gift cards given away weekly. And they draw for those lucky winners on the PetroServe USA Bison Football pregame show. So if you're watching this weekend, if you're not one of those lucky enough to be at the Fargo Dome taking in the game this weekend, the regular season home finale, can you believe that? Against the USB already. This weekend, you can watch that. And by the way, also at PetroServe USA branded stores, you can choose E15 and save 20 cents a gallon. So lots of reason to stop in and fill up at PetroServe USA, where they are helping America fuel better. Okay, Adam Hamm, North Dakota's insurance commissioner, in a moment. In the meantime, we have some calls waiting in on our question of the day on Obamacare.
And quickly, just yes, no, solve it. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind today? Brian, go ahead.
Brian, you there?
Let's go to Kevlin in South Dakota. Kevlin, what's on your mind today?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, I think the inherent problem with the Obamacare, with everything right now, no matter what it is, Social Security, the whole nine yards, it's gotten too big. Government's never been able to run anything, and to believe that they can fix this is a complete absurdity. I think we just need to let them boil in their boiling pot. And
thanks, Kevlin. Leave it, fix it, or none of the above. Do something else is our question here. And Mike and Napoleon, what do you say?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am opposed to Obamacare, but I think we can do something else, just like we can't defund it. They couldn't get that accomplished. But when you take a look at here in North Dakota, only 40 people have signed up for Obamacare. That should tell us a lot. If we can't defund it, let's just not support it. Let's not go out and get these insurance plans through Obamacare. The other thing is a lot of these plans are set up in such a way that if you're a single person making less than $36,000 a year, you will get your premium subsidized. And when you think about that, if you don't have a good education or a good job and making a good wage, you will fall below that $36,000. Now, if for a husband and wife, it's, I think, $46,000, or it's somewhat higher, and a family is higher yet. Well, you take a look at some of these people that are working minimum wage jobs. They don't even get close to what, you know, the threshold for the poverty level is. So those of us that are paying our taxes and we're out there, you know, working and having a good job, we've got to subsidize these people. And I think that's wrong. If the government wants to subsidize some of these, let's not raise the premiums for the rest of the people. I'm paying very high, I feel, health insurance premiums per month, and I have a high deductible, but I can still make it work. But if they would double my premiums like they have been talking about, that would be impossible.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's get Ron in here before we go to our guest. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, this Obamacare, I think they need to stop it. What's going to happen in January when this starts to affect employer-provided insurance? There's a mess now. Boy, what is it going to be then?
All good points. Appreciate the call. Vast majority of folks saying leave it alone, and most of those that say leave it alone say you can't fix it anyway. We'll ask someone that knows a little bit about this insurance game and also welcome more of your calls for him. Adam Hamm, North Dakota's insurance commissioner, is joining us to give us some numbers on the information he's gleaned from insurance companies that he requested to give him the facts on how many people had signed up, how many policies had been canceled, and the lay of the land in North Dakota. Adam, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. How about you guys?
Very good.
What, first of all, just in an overview, before we get to the numbers here and the impacts in North Dakota, is your sense of where we find ourselves at this very moment on Obamacare being a growing crisis for the current administration?
Well, it's truly unfortunate. And I've been saying for the last few years that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was putting the cart before the horse when it comes to the healthcare system that we have in America and what was making it unsustainable. It was not access or expanding access. What it was and what it still is affordability. Premiums continue to go up for folks, for the 85% of Americans that have health insurance. And what they desperately needed, if there was going to be true healthcare reform, was to work on the affordability issue. Once you work on that and make premiums easier to afford for Americans, then you could start to expand access to the 15% that don't have it. But instead, they did it the exact opposite, and now we're starting to see the consequences of that. It's just, it is not working.
Adam, one of the things I noticed, it screamed volumes, was the silence from the insurance industry. I didn't hear a lot of screaming from the insurance industry. Why was that? Why did they knuckle under and go along with this? They're the ones I thought should have been standing up and going, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong here.
Well, early on, if you can kind of go in the Wayback Time Machine, a few years when the whole debate was going on that led up to the passage of the law, the insurance industry, through their one of their associations, the American Health Insurance Plans, agreed to health care reform because the way it was presented to them and what they agreed to was that because you'd have this mandate that would, in theory, bring a whole new raft of insurance consumers into the health insurance pool, that they agreed to go along with and support health care reform in what ultimately ended up being Obamacare. I think if they had, and I don't want to speculate nor speak for them, but I have a hunch if they could go back a few years, they might have a different outlook on how this thing has ultimately rolled out and whether or not they would support it.
Give us a run-through on what you've discovered from your request of the insurance companies doing business in North Dakota with Obamacare exchanges. How bad are the numbers in North Dakota? Is it matching with what we're seeing nationally?
Yes, in terms of the states that are having a federally run marketplace, and there are about three dozen states in that position, including North Dakota. And what we wanted to do a little over a week ago when we asked for this information is I wanted to get a sense of what was going on in the marketplace instead of waiting for the federal government to release their information and not having complete confidence in the numbers that we get from the federal government. So we asked the three companies doing business in the federal marketplace, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Sanford and Medica, for their enrollment numbers and their cancellation numbers. And what the companies disclosed to us was a very bad picture in terms of enrollments. And the information was, as of November 1st, you had 30 total enrollments between the three companies combined, representing 37 people. So 37 people were going to be covered as of November 1st. On cancellations, the kind of the flip side, the numbers for all three companies combined were close to 36,000 people are or will be losing their existing health insurance due to changes that are having to be made by the insurance companies to comply with the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. So 30 enrollments covering a total of 37 people, 36,000 to date cancellations.
Did the insurance companies get pressure from the Obama administration to release the enrollment numbers or not release those? Where is that at? Because we've heard the stories that are going to come out nationally or in North Dakota. What have you heard?
Well, you know, I don't have any specific information that insurance companies were being told not to disclose information. And they certainly, when we asked, when we made the formal request to the companies, they complied within the time frame that was asked, and none of them indicated that, well, we don't want to provide you this because the federal government says they don't want the data released before they release it. So all I can speak to is North Dakota. The companies complied with the request that we made.
By the way, CNN is reporting that the White House is planning to announce today an administrative, not a legislative fix to Obamacare, which would be rather interesting. Do you think...
cancellation issue?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, Bill Clinton comes out and says, you know, hey, keep your promise here, and now legislation on both sides of the aisle emerging. And a lot of our listeners think, hey, you know, leave it. Let them, you know, number one, there is no fix. Number two, it was their law. Let them suffer the political consequences. We talked to Congressman Kramer yesterday. His point was, boy, there's a lot of people being disrupted. We have to do something. What side do you take in that debate, Adam?
Well, you know, and I have been a harsh critic of the law going all the way back to, you know, a couple months that led up to its passage because, you know, like I said, I could see what was going on here and that this version of quote-unquote health care reform was not going to make the healthcare system that was unsustainable start to correct itself and become more sustainable for the long haul. And I haven't seen anything over the last few years within a couple thousand pages of this statute, nor the many thousand pages of regulations that HHS has issued since passage that tell me that Obamacare can be fixed and can work in the long haul. It has some fundamental problems within it that simply make the law, in my opinion, looking at it from an insurance commissioner's perspective, not something that's going to work in the long haul. So to me, the correct action, the best course of action if we're going to have healthcare reform, true healthcare reform, would be to repeal this and put in its place something that's going to work to, as I said, work on that affordability issue. And then we can expand access later on down the road.
We've got about 30 seconds.
The thing needs to be repealed.
We got about 30 seconds. Let's try to get a quick call. And Brian in Jamestown, you have a question for our guest, Adam Hamm.
Yeah, it's partial comment, too, here. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, quickly.
Okay, I'm 27 years old. My premium for a family care plan went from $366 to $677. Is this all a design to get me to go to the Affordable Care Act? Because at that point, once I do that, I'm pretty much a recipient of a subsidy, and that basically I might as well be on welfare. Is this just a ploy by the federal government to push people off their existing plans? I didn't lose my coverage. I was just informed that, hey, guess what? You're going to have to pay $300 more a month to get your coverage. And there's no subsidy through my employer. So are they just doing this to force me onto the exchange so I can then be subsidized? And how in the heck is that going to help our economy or the insurance?
Yeah. Well, what a great question, Brian. We'll have to keep you and everybody else in suspense to get the answer on the other side of the break. Anna, if you could hang tight, just answer that, and we'll let you go. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Your mind, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Adam Hamm, thanks for holding over. North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, I know you have to go to a meeting, but quick answer to the previous question from our Brian, previous caller.
Brian.
Yep. Brian had an excellent question. It kind of goes to the core of what's going on here, and that's this. The cold, hard reality that was not explained by the proponents of Obamacare when they passed the law is that in order to expand access to 30 million more Americans, which is what the fundamental goal was of their passing this law, is that you have to have young, healthy Americans and more affluent Americans willing to subsidize poorer or less healthy Americans. That's the only way that Obamacare works. And so folks like Brian and other folks that are young and healthy or more affluent aren't willing to buy into that and aren't willing to buy insurance policies under the new requirements in Obamacare that are going to be sold in these marketplaces, which used to be called exchanges. then the law is simply going to collapse of its own weight. Young, healthy Americans and more affluent Americans have to be willing to subsidize poorer and less healthy Americans. If they're not willing to do that, then Obamacare doesn't work. And there's, and by the way, everything I just said doesn't fix the cost side of this equation. Adding more benefits to policies and requiring more things to have to be covered doesn't help drive the cost down in the system. It simply expands access to tens of millions of more folks on more benefit insurance policies, which will drive up the cost and make a bad situation worse.
So, in other words, in Brian's case, assuming he's healthy, he's obviously younger, price goes up $366 to $677. He's saying, no way I'm going to pay that. His, you know, other question was this all just designed to get to some sort of a different plan anyway? In other words, did they know this utopia wouldn't work and this is a path to single payer, do you believe?
Well, there are definitely some folks that say that. You know, I'm not going to speculate on the motives on that issue. I can tell you, though, if this doesn't work and it isn't fixed before we get to a huge crisis, you can guarantee that there will be folks who are advocating for Obamacare who will then a couple of years from now be advocating for the fix to Obamacare not working is to go to single payer.
Thanks, Adam. We appreciate it very much. Know you got to run, and appreciate you joining us, giving us the latest on the numbers.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Adam. Adam Hamm. You know, the other side of that, too, is the Cadillac plan side. You know, everything under the definition with Obamacare, if it's not part of their exchange, you have a Cadillac plan, which, oh, by the way, then you get taxed on that extra. Geez, what's the answer? 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Thank you for my call. I would like to congratulate Adam Hamm on speaking out against Obamacare. How many of our legislators have you heard speak out against it or to do something to repeal it? I think Obamacare is too big for us. I think we have to start locally. Look at our legislature here in the state and look at our city commission in Bismarck. Do they listen to the people's vote in this town? No. I'm so happy about the people in Cooperstown who stood up against their city commission, who did whatever they wanted to do, no matter what their constituents wanted. To me, our legislators sit in a corner, in a room, and pat each other on the back and say, how can we get reelected? Let's try and wash over anything else that's going on, but let's talk to the lobbyists, and let's talk to each other, and let's get behind whatever we can do to be reelected and snow our people. We need state constitutional conventions. We need to get these people out that don't give a rat's about what their constituents want.
Cheryl, let me ask you a quick question. Cheryl, going back to Kevin Cramer's statement yesterday, he wants to try to fix this. Do you think that he should try to fix this, or do you think they should just let it twist in the wind and let the pieces fall where it may?
How are they going to fix it? This is impossible already to fix. They haven't cared about fixing it since it went 3 years ago. Now we're twisting in the wind. We've got 30 days left. Come on, people. Get these people out. All they are doing is looking out for their own backside. I want to recall everybody on our commission and every legislator that's in there now, except those that have actually spoken out against this monstrosity. We need to do something we need to get back to the Constitution. We the people, not you in Washington. Start listening to our constituents and do something. Don't stand up there and, oh, we're going to look at this committee. We're going to call up that. We're going to have a review on that. They've been reviewing this for 3 years. Where has it gotten us? Billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt. And we're sitting back here just like little puppies waiting. What are they going to do? What are they going to do now? Are they going to give us something? Come on, people. Speak up. Come to the November 20th meeting here in Bismarck. Get the city commission to start listening to the people who pay their salary. I'm so upset about this for so many months already. It's just impossible.
I'm ready to vote
Cheryl for president.
Cheryl, you need to run for something.
Yes, by golly. Now I'm ready to. I'll walk on broken coals to, you know, broken glass and hot coals to follow this woman. This is wonderful. Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate your passion very much. We'll take a break when we come back. Some breaking news on the Obamacare front. They're going to try and fix it administratively. What do you think of that? Fix it? Scrap it? Leave it? What say you? We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.